There's no need to suffer in silence. There's support out there if you want to talk. That's a message of one Dorset woman who was sexually abused by a member of her close family from a young age. Her name is Sue. She's in her 50s now, her early 50s. And in the last hour, we heard about how the abuse started. Now, this is a relatively short piece of audio, but it is could be quite distressing. And if you do have young people listening to the radio, it's probably worth just turning us down for a minute or so.
I know that on my first day at school, things were happening. Just by how I felt and what I remember. But I do have a memory of being in my cot. Now, I've been told when I've researched this with family that I was in a cot for a while, for sort of until I was about four. And assuming that you can't remember further back than maybe two or three, I'd like to say that I was four when this family member came in and did something. So that was my earliest memory. And things progressed. The things he did became more serious, worse. Everything stopped just before my 13th birthday. But the about 18 months leading up to my 13th birthday, things became quite serious in terms of him feeding his addiction, paedophile tendencies, by sharing me with other adults.
Sue from Dorset there. Well, we can talk to Gillian Finch now, who's the founder of the charity Sisters, which is based here in the South. Gillian, good morning to you. Just explain what Sisters is, what Sisters does.
Sisters, which begins with a C, not an S, is a support service for adult women aged 18 plus who were sexually abused or raped as children by a member of their immediate or extended family.
And you set the charity up yourself in the 90s. Was it a case back then that there wasn't this kind of support out there?
There was very little. I'm not saying there wasn't any, but there was very little. And I had an urge, as Sue did, to meet other women. And that's how I achieved it, by setting up Sisters.
And since then, almost 1,250 women have come to you and explained that they have been in a similar situation to what you were and what Sue was.
Yes, I mean, we're in an extremely privileged position that people trust us enough as a confidential service with that information. Although I set up Sisters, over the years, many of those brave, courageous women have joined from a worker perspective, a volunteer, to help with the work within Sisters. So it's more than one person. And I just am amazed at the fact that people still trust us enough to make contact. And like Sue, I'm encouraging people to do that. We are a confidential service, because holding this secret, it can be quite toxic, and it does affect people's lives. And there is help out there. One way is to access a website, which is called thesurvivorstrust.org, which lists all of the free services across the UK, including within Dorset and surrounding areas, that survivors of both genders can access, including children. Or they can ring us at Sisters on 02380 338080. Normally the helpline is open on a Saturday between 10 and 12, but today we're going to open it from 10 till 2.
And Sue's story, is it unusual to have kept these secrets in for such a long period of time? As I say, she's in her early 50s. She certainly kind of broached the subject with her church maybe 20 odd years ago, but it was only a couple of years ago that she actually realised that she needed to talk this through. She needed to approach a charity like you, get counselling, sit down with somebody regularly and just kind of address the issues that she was still feeling all these years later.
Some people will go to their grave and never tell anybody, and some people, their distress is visible right from the word go, and the signs are there. Sometimes they're picked up and sometimes they're ignored, and sometimes other people are colluding, which means nobody's going to help. But for lots and lots of survivors, it is during adulthood that they begin to think about what happened to them and how that's affecting their lives still today. Even highly functioning people like Sue and myself, and how can I begin to work through and then let go of some of this? Because you can't change the past, you can't undo that, but what you can do is create a better future for yourself.
And something that Sue said to me after we had our chat, she said, you know, please don't think that I'm fixed, and please don't think that it's easy. You know, I guess making contact with a charity, with a counsellor will be a difficult step, but it's a long journey and there are going to be plenty of difficult steps on that journey.
That's so true. I always think of it as being mountains. You know, you draw breath, you climb the mountain and you achieve huge things. And then you might be on a plateau for a little while or a valley, but my goodness me, there's always another mountain. But what I will say, and Sue would echo, is that we know how to climb mountains. And actually, that's an amazing thing to be able to say, that we know how to climb mountains. And the sight from the top of the mountain is amazing and well worth the journey. I mean, I can't say for Sue, but for myself, and I know that Sue echoes this in her own way, is that I'm so glad I did this, that my life is different. But that journey involved lots of other people helping. And that's what we're talking about, is okay, there is help. If your life has been affected in some way, please reach out.
Gillian, really appreciate you coming in to talk to us this morning. Gillian Finch there, who founded the charity Sisters, which is based here in the South. As she said, C-I-S-T-E-R-S. The CIS stands for Childhood Incest Survivors. You can find out about the work they do. If you stick it into a search engine, it'll pop up. But there's a helpline as well, 02380 338080.